Okay. I know when my messages are recently, I'm kind of scattered brain here and there, but I'm making a point. I'm trying to tie it all together. So when you start to see that everything is a derivative from the cross and tied back to Jesus, then it's hard to not see it. Once you see it, you can't unsee it, right? Actually, the saints are set apart. The reason you're frustrated with this place is because you're set apart. This is not your home. If you set a goal, if you have a dream or you set a goal, don't be surprised if it don't happen. If it does happen, praise God. You can set the goal. And work toward the goal, but be content where you are right now. Be content in all things. You can be content if the goal never appears. Just the struggle to get there is the object of this whole thing. What have you learned during the struggle about yourself? The struggle is real, but it's not real. It's already finished. But during the struggle, you learn something about your inner person, the inner man. The struggle is real, but at the same time, it's not real. What is it doing? It's a simulation. Everything that you're dealing with is a simulation to move you to your next state, next state, next state, from glory to glory to glory to glory. You're seated in, you're actually set apart from this place. This place is not your home. They don't even deserve to see you. They don't even deserve to talk to you. That's how set apart you are. And if you think the next thing that comes on the scene is going to solve all the problems, it ain't going to happen. Even if you think your business idea is going to solve every problem, it ain't going to happen. You have to learn to be content where you are with what you have. And what state you're in this life where God puts you. Yeah, you can rise up. Yeah, you can step to the next level. But it's going to take some struggling and some fasting and some prayer. And it might take cutting people off. Because the people you rub shoulders with, those are the people you're going to be like. And, bad company corrupts good morals, right? Birds of a feather flock together. So you think you can escape it, but you can't. The only way you're going to move to the next level is do some serious renewal. Fasting, prayer, renewing your mind, thinking different, hearing different perspectives. If somebody tells you something that ain't right, throw it out. throw it off the table. Don't eat it. Don't drink it. Look at it from their perspective and say, oh, okay, I see what you're saying, but you don't have to eat it and drink it. It don't have to become a part of you. Long story short, you're set apart from this place, and so why expect anything good to come from this place? You're set apart out of this place. You're actually seated in the heavenlies. Now think about that. That's the truth. I didn't say standing. You're seated in the heavenlies in Christ. And what does seated mean? When you sit down, that means it's finished. You did the job. You built that deck, you sit down and you just look at the deck that you just built, and you sit down and you say, oh, it is finished. it doesn't say in the Bible that you're standing in Christ. It says you're seated in the heavenlies in Christ. You're seated. It is finished. You're set apart from this place. This place is not your home. The only thing you can do down here is just get out of debt and live a very minimalist life. Get rid of the clutter. Throw it all in the trash or give it away to your neighbor or whatever. Just get rid of it. Give it away to somebody. Let them clutter up their house. They will never use it. If it's been sitting around for 2 years, 3 years, throw it away or give it away or sell it on eBay or OfferUp or some Craigslist or something. Let go. Let it go. So what does that mean? That means you're in an avatar body playing a story. You're seated in the heavenlies in Christ. Listen to what I'm telling you. It makes total sense. If you're already in heaven, seated in the heavenlies, why are you here? Why are you going around your circuit, your cycle, your routine? Why? You should be learning something on the inside. That's why. You should be changing on the inside. The outside never changes. Show me something that's new on the outside. Well, that car, well, that's metal, plastic, rubber. I got a new outfit. Cotton. It's just cotton. I got some new shoestrings. It's just a string. Go to the factory and see how it's made. You probably won't even want to touch it. If you went to the factory and saw how plastic pipe was made, plastic containers, you wouldn't even want to drink out of it. You wouldn't even want to drink out of the plastic if you saw how it was made. But we came from the dirt. So if you were drinking dirt and eating dirt, don't be surprised. Everything comes from the dirt. So there's going to be, you might run across some food, has some rocks in it, or some, you might be eating gold. Gold in the ground. There's enough gold spread out all over this place. If you pan for gold in the local river, you'll probably find it. You're set apart. Literally, really, figuratively, literally, allegorically, spiritually. All the above, you are set apart. That's why you don't care what's going on in the world, the politics, the media, the Hollywood, the sports. You don't care about this place because this place is just a, it's just show. It's a show. It's not even real. If you really get a hold of it, that you're seated in the heavenlies in Christ and your avatar body is just a vessel. Like when you go into your kitchen and you get you a pot or a bowl, a clay bowl, and you pour some milk in it and some cereal, that vessel is just performing a service for you to eat some cereal or some soup or whatever, bean. It's just a service. And so your body's a clay vessel, just like that clay jar in your cabinet. You use the clay jar to drink something. So what's happening down here? Your body's a clay vessel. Service to God. Service to mankind. To serve one another. You can be around somebody 5 minutes and you know if they have a servant mindset or more, or they want to be served. Don't take long. 5 minutes and that's it. 5 minutes. Are they serving or being served? What is their motive in life? Do they want to be a leader or a servant leader? I don't know. I don't know if I'm getting my point across. What is my point? I saw this guy at the restaurant counter. He slammed the cup down. When I slammed the cup back down, I said, your body language tells everything, right? Then I sit down at the counter to eat, and he walked around and had red shoes on. Red shoes. It's upside down. Anybody wearing red shoes, I can tell you, it's trouble with a capital T. Red shoes are trouble. The red needs to be above the blue. The blue should be underneath the red. That's the fractal. Red is the grace, the blood of Jesus, the grace of God. Blue is the letter of the law. The letter killeth, but the spirit gives life. Anytime you see somebody with red shoes, you better walk away from them. Run. Run. You're crazy, books. No, I promise you. Pay attention. Stay awake. Stay aware. It's all a story. Everything's being revealed and they can't hide. You know a Baptist when they open their mouth. You know a Methodist when they open their mouth. You know a Pentecostal. You know a witch when they open their mouth. You know a Freemason when they open their mouth. Enough. I mean, it takes a while. It has to be a long... Sometimes it's instant, but most time it's... You have to have quite a few conversations. I'm trying to tell you that you're seated in the heavenlies, and this down here is a play, a script, and it's a repeat, reproduction script. It's like a movie. You're actually in your own movie. You're in other people's movie too. It's not even a joke.